USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump will be in Alabama Friday to look at tornado damage.
It's been a tragic situation, but a lot of good work is being done. We've been in constant touch with the governor and also the governor of Georgia.
At least 23 people were killed in the state, including 59-year-old Sheila Creech. She was there waiting for repairs to her Panama City Beach apartment building, which was badly damaged by Hurricane Michael. California's attorney general won't charge two Sacramento police officers who shot and killed an unarmed black man, Stephon Clark, last year.
When confronted shortly after breaking the door, Mr. Clark did not follow officers' commands.
He ran into his grandparents' backyard as they were investigating a vandalism report. Officers say they mistakenly thought Clark was approaching them with a gun, but it was a cell phone. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
The top general overseeing American military operations in Europe has testified on Capitol Hill that there's a growing threat from Russia.
I'm not comfortable yet with the deterrent posture that we have in Europe.
General Curtis Scaparotti sees large military gaps against Moscow.
Where are the shortfalls as you see them?
Sure, I have shortfalls in our land component and in our maritime component as well.
He said the gaps need to be addressed as soon as possible. The Senate is expected to vote soon on a House resolution blocking President Trump's effort to get money for his border wall. He declared a national emergency at the southern border so he could take funds not appropriated by Congress to build his border wall. The House shot down that declaration, and now the Senate is poised to do the same. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says some of his fellow Republicans will oppose the president's action on constitutional grounds.
I don't personally think there's a constitutional issue here.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Trump family member speaks about the investigations. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
All of a sudden, it's let's just go harass anybody who has ever made contact with Trump. Let's send out, 81 document discovery requests for everything under the sun.
That's President Trump's son, Eric Trump, discussing the latest round of investigative moves by Democrats on the U.S. House Judiciary Committee.
The whole thing is such a, it's just a sham. I mean, it's exactly what Robert Mueller is going to come out with. This whole thing has been an absolute sham.
That courtesy of the Brian Kilmeade show on Fox, chairman of the committee, Jerry Nadler, says they have sent document requests to 81 agencies and individuals as part of their latest probe into what he calls alleged obstruction of justice, public corruption, and other abuses of power by President Trump.
The State Department has confirmed some U.S. troops will remain in Syria to maintain a military presence. John Clemens reports.
That was the confirmation from Robert Paladino, deputy spokesperson at the U.S. State Department.
The residual force of the United States military is going to remain in northeast Syria as part of a multinational force in order to prevent ISIS resurgence and to support stability and security in northeast Syria.
The battle continues against ISIS as many of the terrorists remain in a small area of land in the middle Euphrates River Valley in Syria. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.